next case this evening is case number 12,751. John T. Cavelli seeks variances from the side and rear yard setback requirements for an existing shed, sections 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located, the number one address is 30954 Pool Court, Dagsborough, and the zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 6, Parcel 208.00. Specifically, Mr. Chairman, the applicant is requesting a 3-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for the existing shed, and also seeking a 3-foot variance from the required 5-foot rear yard setback for the existing shed. Staff would note that submitted into the record, we have a copy of one letter in support, zero letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
John Cavelli, 30954 Pool Court, Dagsborough, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Go ahead and begin your presentation.
I'm sorry?
You can begin your presentation.
The shed in question has been there since 2018 in its present position. Prior to that, it was on the left side of the property and in a similar matter, 2 and 2 off the property line. What am I looking at here? Okay. It was on the left side of the where the pole barn is now, and wanting the pole barn and being able to drive back to the pole barn, when I put the new house in 2018, I moved that shed over to the right side of the property and did the same thing. I was under the assumption that for a movable shed of that type that's not, say, sitting on a concrete pad or planted into the ground, that I was under the assumption that it was 2 and 2. Been proven wrong, needless to say. My neighbor, who's the one that had a problem with it at this point after it's been sitting there all these years, he has now since written a letter to you gentlemen, I believe you have it there, that now all of a sudden he doesn't have a problem with it. So I don't know where we go with it. If I move the shed to a 5 and 5 location, if you look at the survey, I'm going to be close to, if not on top of my D-box for my septic system. And I'd prefer not to do that if I didn't have to. Don't know. There you go. Oop. Can you blow that up some? Let me see if I move that.
May I? If I was to come out to 5 feet and out 5 feet, this corner is going to be right on this D box. I'd rather not do that, but if necessary, I guess I will. I'm just asking for the variance to stay where it's at. It's from the asphalt roadway, it's 135 feet back. The property is 125, but there's a 10-foot variance in the front.
I don't see where it's bothering us all.
What's the tank? Is that a propane tank?
Sir?
The tank on here, what's that indicate? It says tank.
That's a septic tank.
Oh, that's the septic tank, okay.
Yes. That's the septic tank, the D-box, and then down to the right side of the house is the drain field.
What's the size of this shed, sir?
The size of it? I believe it's 10 by 12.
Yeah, I'm looking, I'm seeing 8 by 12.
One says 8 by 12, one says 10 by 12. Yeah. I meant to measure before I came here tonight, but I didn't. But I believe, when the constable was there.
So your neighbor complained about it and turned it into the county?
Yes, sir.
And
Stanley's the one that complained about the shed, primarily.
Did he come talk to you first?
Sir?
Did he come talk to you first before he called the county?
No, sir. I called the county on him, and that's what precipitated this whole thing.
Well, there we go.
If you bring the map back up with the property there, if you see, Stanley's been building all these tents down the right side of his house here. Now, he had another one here just before he goes to Florida. This time of the year, every year he goes to Florida, and he brought a boat back in here, and I submitted some pictures. I don't know what happened to those pictures, but there's a boat that's sitting in here, and he had a pop-up 10 by 10 over the boat, and he's putting more of this white plastic over top of this boat, and I asked him, I said, Stan,
I'll get you to come back here so we can pick you up on the microphone.
And just to clarify, the other pictures that he's speaking of were submitted in regards to complaints within the neighborhood, not specific to the variance application.
Okay.
That's why
right.
In the file.
Thank you.
So I asked him, I said, Stan, how about buying a tarp and cover the boat or get it shrink wrapped? I said, you're putting up another tent on this side of the property. I said, it's obnoxious. You know, I said, all the neighbors got to look at all that trash, and his thing is right down the property line. His comment was, I can do any effing thing I want to do on my own property. I'm like, okay, we're done. I called the county on him because I was tired of the tents. And he just kept building them, and he's collecting junk.
But you all are good now.
I'm sorry?
You all are okay now.
Are we on speaking terms? No.
Okay.
No. But he's back in Florida. Most of his tents are down now. I had seen Mr. Whitehouse, and he sent the constable down there, and he brought the area up, looking back to 2018, where all those tents were continuing to build and build and build instead of being temporary. There you go. It's smaller. Go back another year. It gets smaller yet.
That's 2015.
Being now that at that point there's nothing there, and then it starts to build.
Well, I think the one thing is we're not here to litigate over the neighbor's issues or what have you. I know you were asked a question about it, but we're here to talk about.
Right, we're here to talk about me. It's you know.
Sir, I have a couple of questions.
Should.
On the aerial image I'm looking at there, on the right side of the house, is that like a patio on the ground, or what is that?
That's a concrete pad that's fenced in for the dog.
Okay. Is the drain field for your septic behind that pad, or is it underneath that pad?
Part of it's underneath that pad.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you hire a company to move your shed?
Did I hire what?
A company to move your shed? Or did you move it yourself?
Well, I hired a company to move it.
Okay.
Yeah.
When they, so I presume they were able to move that shed without damaging your septic field?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I drive across the septic field. I back up to that shed all the time. I haven't had a problem driving across it.
Did you put in the septic field, or was that there when you bought the property?
It was there when I bought it.
Was the house also there when you bought it?
The original, not this one, no. I put this house in 2018.
So you put the house in, but when you put the house in, the septic field was already there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Why couldn't you move that shed next to the, behind the house, next to the garage?
Move it to next to the pole barn or behind the house? Where you said?
Huh? Back there.
Back there.
Yes, back there. Yes, back there in that corner.
I guess I could, but going back there with the truck to get back to that side to it. Be a little hairy trying to get around there.
How do you get to the pole barn?
I'm sorry?
How do you get to the pole barn?
I drive right up.
You can see the driveway or the lane?
I back in through here to the pole barn. To get here, I just straight back.
Cross over this tank.
Past this, there's close posts in here. If I had to go around this way to move that over here.
I think that was Mr. Corman's question, is why couldn't you move it to that area?
Well, before I moved it to that area, I'd just move it 5 and 5 and be done with it. And if I had to get to my D-box, get a contractor to move it again.
Any further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Janice Tennell, 30774 West Lagoon Road, Dykesburg, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I am president of the Dogwood Acres Homeowners Association. That is a voluntary homeowners association. But I have a feeling you'll be seeing us a lot more, because this is, if you've ever driven back there, it's a very unique little, we call it a fishing community, lots of trailers, but it's changing. People are trying to fix things up, and as you can see, some people follow rules, some people don't. But John's little shed back there is really not out of character for the neighborhood, and it doesn't really pose any problems. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, people call me all the time complaining about things. No one's ever called me about the shed. It's more about vehicles and things. We've been before the planning and zoning a lot over the years, about boats and things like that. So it's a unique community. And I actually was here back in 2006 because I built a brand new house and encroached, didn't realize, and encroached on the setback for a little covered steps. So, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator? Is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12751 for Mr. John Covelli?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12751 for Mr. John Covelli and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12751 for Mr. Covelli for the requested variances pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property's unique physical conditions due to the location of the existing septic. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, and the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case 12751 is approved.